all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Thomas Robinson of Victory International Praise, located in the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida. I believe we have a wonderful treat for you today. Praise God. We have a wonderful pastor. Been knowing for quite a while. She's an entrepreneur, businesswoman, and we're excited to have her here. We're here again to talk about Christ in the marketplace. Oh, glory to God. And so anyways, she is the, well, I tell you what, I was going to tell you a little bit about her. She is, I don't know if you're the founder, right? Of the founder of Pillar of Hope Academy, a wonderful school located here in, Cocoa, Florida. I believe it's on Florida Avenue. I have had the occasion to, visit here and there, just recently. Adopted one of the young men at the school, not officially, but you know, just to be his mentor. And maybe she may talk a little bit about that later on, about, you know, people that's willing to come and even mentor and support some of the young kids that are in the area. She's been married for 10 years, wonderful husband, Pastor Ray Lyons. I used to beat up on him and take his lunch money in school. Not to joke. If you're listening in, Pastor Ray, I'm just joking, And so, praise God. So, you know, hey, get on the phone, text somebody, tell them Kingdom Sound is on the air. Praise God. And so we're about to turn the woman of God loose. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful, Pastor Thomas. How are you doing?
Oh, great, excellent, superb, outstanding, fantastic, wonderful. I was sitting there and I was pondering, and I thank God for people like you that are entrepreneurs, because even on this morning, as I was preparing, getting ready, I began to think about how the children of Israel, they saw the other nations around them, and they had kings, and God was their king. He was lording over them, and all of a sudden they say, hey, we want to be like the other nations, and we want a king over us. And sometimes that reminded me of how we are sometimes when it comes down to self-employment or stepping out in faith and stepping out into the marketplace and letting Christ be our head in the marketplace. And I don't see anything wrong with, you know, maybe starting off with a job to, you know, learn some things. But sometimes we get stuck on a job and we're constantly having somebody lord over us instead of allowing the Lord God Almighty to lord over us. So I thank God for you all. I thank God because I believe that you all also are giving a youth vision. You know, a lot of times I see where young folks come out of homes and they don't have a whole lot of vision, and the parents don't know how to instill that vision in them. And so we thank God for you all being a power couple and how God is using you. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us, you know, was you inspired to do this before you were saved or after you were saved? You know, praise God. So go ahead and get started, woman of God.
Amen. Well, first and foremost, Pastor Thomas, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on your platform on today. It's definitely an honor to be here. So I think you you know, gave a little introduction of who I am. As you stated, I am a pastor. My husband and I, we pastor Greater Faith in Christ Ministries. We've been doing that work since 2012 together.
Oh, wow.
Prior to us getting married, I was actually an assistant pastor in San Bernardino, California.
Wow.
And then in 2011, God launched me into full-time ministry pastoring Greater Faith in Christ Ministries. And so from there, I started the Pillar of Hope Worldwide Outreach, Inc., which is the head company for the Pillar of Hope Academy. And so under the Pillar of Hope Worldwide Outreach, Inc., we have a few businesses, and one of those businesses is the Pillar of Hope Academy, which you mentioned. Also, our church, Greater Faith in Christ Ministries, Spirited Soul Productions, which is a production company, and then Faith Connections, which is also a television Christian broadcast.
Yes, yes, that's right. I forgot all about that, as a matter of fact. I thank God for you and for opening the door for me a couple of times, if not several, I can't remember, but to be on television. So, hey, I praise God. How do you, and I know that I'm turning you loose here, but how do you juggle? There has to be a grace upon your life. I know that every once in a while, thank God for spouses. They kind of pull us in, you know, because, hey, you know, if not, we'll keep going and we'll wear ourselves out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How do you juggle all of this?
You know, I've been asked that question numerous times, and the only answer that I can give that I feel is accurate and honest is God has called me to do everything that I'm doing, and so in his strength, yes, I'm able to do it. And so without his strength, I'm not able to do anything. And so I just juggle all of those things in the strength of God and the wisdom of God.
And playwriting. Did you mention that?
Absolutely. Under
playwriting, and you put on shows and on a regional level. I mean, I as a matter of fact, I remember coming to your church, and God dealt with me, spoke with me, and let me know that you guys were, because you were first, you were local, and then all of a sudden God opened doors, began to open doors, and you went regional. And I don't know how far regionally you went, but I know that you went regional. Praise God. Tell us a little bit about that. I know we're gonna get into it, but praise God. You know, I just want you all to know everything that this woman of God is doing, because praise God, sometimes we're sitting around and we're talking, and I love to be around go-getters, you know. Don't talk me to death. 10 years later, you're still talking me to death about what you're going to do. Praise God. We need some go-getters. And so I just believe, and as a matter of fact, the anointing set down on my head. I believe there's an activation in the house. I'm just throwing that out there, you know. And so you might want to get some of your friends on the line that's been believing God on the social media. Even turn it on the radio broadcast. We're on 99.9, 100.7. And 94.7. And so go ahead and let somebody know. If they can't catch it today, they can catch the broadcast tonight, and that's on FM. Go ahead, woman of God.
Well, the playwriting aspect of who I am, it's actually under the umbrella of Spirited Soul Productions.
Okay.
And that is definitely one of my passions. I love acting. In fact, I believe everything that God began to birth out of me was birthed out due to me being in a position where I was available to him and to hear him, even when he was pushing me into the arena of acting. And so when I was in California, that was actually the reason why I moved there, in order to pursue what I thought was an acting career. And then, like I said, God began to birth some different things in me in addition to acting. And so
So Hollywood was not gonna lord over you.
No, absolutely not.
Now, I gotta say something. Now I remember going to one of your shows, and you did such a good job. As a matter of fact, you played this character, and you were mean. I mean, the character was mean. The character was so mean,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, that I literally wanted to take the character aside and just just whooped the character. I'm just saying, you know. And so it really let me know that you're a great actor. You know, I was like sitting there saying, wow. Because I wasn't the only one that felt that way. It was other people say, man, she played that too good. You know, we had to have Grace to come back on our light, on our lives to like you again.
Yes. You're right. There were some grown people and some babies that, you know, disliked me. In fact, one of the children that were there, she was afraid of me. She was like, I'm scared of her. And her mom had to tell her that that's not really who she is. She was just acting and so forth. So, but yes, you were definitely not the only one that wanted to, you know, beat Barbara up. So, yeah.
And it's amazing because, you know, I look at it this way. As a matter of fact, I was just reading this morning Luke, I believe, chapter 17, when the king, he gave the minus to a bunch of people, 10 people. He gave the minus. This, like, sometimes we mix this up with the talents, but he gave the minus, and the Bible says that he said he was going off, or he would go away for a while. And it kind of reminded me, well, let me say this here. The apostles wanted Christ to set up his kingdom. They thought that when they got to Jerusalem and when they got into Jerusalem, that he would set things up right then and there. But that just wasn't the case. He put the ability in them to do certain things. And when he returned... There was people that hadn't done anything, and I'm looking at you, and I'm like, "Wow, okay, all right. You have a company that produces plays. You there's a school. Praise God. There's a church. You got marriage. Uh-huh. It's uh-huh. like, man. And then I know also that you guys are just taking on kids where you're like. You know, not just mentoring, but it's almost like you've taken them into your home, and so it's like, wow, it's like you need a nest on your chest.
Sometimes it feels that way. I think that S is, you know, the strength that we talked about. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's kind of like what you said earlier when you talked about people. I think when you first opened up, you talked about people not just here, just doing some things, but right. actually being anointed by God to carry out the assignment that he's given them. And so I kind of look at it like that, even as I was thinking about what I would say on my way here this morning, Psalm 1 okay. Came to mind, where he talks about, and I'm going to say this before I say that, I believe that the place that God wants us to get back to is being about his business.
Amen.
And so when we think about ministry in the marketplace, I strongly believe that God has anointed, which means that he has poured his oil out on a specific people who he trusts that they will be able to carry out the assignment.
Amen.
I think what we see right now, even with COVID and with everything that's happening in America, is that God is realigning us. And he is getting us back to the place where he originally designed for us to be.
Oh, that's good.
Back to his business.
That's good. That is good. Because, I love to tell the story about the landlord owner who kept going out at different times, which represents different dispensations and hiring people that were in the marketplace. And the Bible says during the last hour, he came and said, why are you all standing around in the marketplace. And it kind of reminds me of what's going on today. A lot of us in the body of Christ, we're standing around in the marketplace and we're waiting for somebody to hire us.
Mm.
Oh, glory to God. When you have the greatest businessman, since you talked about you have the greatest businessman that ever walked the face of the planet on the inside of you. You have the Son of God. Oh, glory to God. You have the Spirit of God on the inside of you, and everything that God put in you, you're capable of carrying it out. They said, we don't have anybody, nobody hired us. And then the landlord owner who represents God said, come and work for me. And I believe that in this dispensation, God is saying, come and work for me. Stop looking outside of yourself and look to the inside. Look to me that's on the inside of you. When you said, Jesus Christ, come into my life, be my Lord and Savior, I welcome you into my life, come into my heart. Praise God. He came in, and he didn't come in empty-handed. Come on. He came in loaded.
Come
oh, glory
on.
To God. Everything that you need, he got it.
Yes. Yes, ahead. Absolutely. And that is so true, Pastor. And in addition to him, you know, saying, come and work for me, he's also saying that when you do that, you have to understand that there are rules, there are regulations, and there are guidelines that you have to abide by.
Yes.
When you're working for me. And I think that part of the problem has been, when we look at ministry in the marketplace, is that people have tried to do it their own way and without God, and just put God on it.
Yeah.
But God
yeah.
hasn't really been in it.
Yeah.
And so God is realigning those things, and he is allowing those who he has truly anointed to shine.
Yes.
And, you know, I believe that, you know, as we are in this dispensation, that, you know, you, me, and the people that are really effective in ministry, meaning doing it the way that God has called us to do it, you know, and sometimes it may seem that doing it God's way is lonely. Because
yes.
even
yeah.
when we think about the prophets, and we think about, you know, the people that God called, you know, sometimes it looked like, and looks can be deceiving, it looked like it was a lonely journey.
Yes.
It looked like it was hard. It looked like, you know, they were all alone. But when you really looked from the right eyesight, then you
right.
saw that God was there.
Right. Right. And, you know, it's amazing because God will send, you know, it's amazing because sometimes when you step out, God will send people to help you, even in the areas that you might struggle in. You know, Moses, when God sent Moses to
Come
go back.
On.
When God told Moses, I want you to go back to Egypt, and Moses was like, you know, hey, you know, I'm slow of tongue. I can't remember how that verse of scripture goes, but some people thought that he stuttered. I don't believe that he stuttered. If you've been out of an area for 40 years and you haven't spoke the language, you know, you might have a hard time going back and standing in a palace. You might have a hard time going and standing in high places before someone speaking in an elegant way. And so he needed someone that was familiar and that still practiced the language. Now, that's the way I look at it. Don't get mad at me. And so, so he made his complaint to God that, hey, I can't do this. I'm slow of speech. And God says, hey, I'm sending Aaron to help you out. And God got some Aarons out
Come
there
on.
To help you out.
Yes, 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 yes.
And you probably know all about that because, hey, you know, praise God, you got a wonderful staff. Come on, tell us a little bit. Tell us something about the school there. You know, I know we ain't got to, if that's if you're late. If not, keep going down that road.
No. Well, you're absolutely right. When God has called you to do something, he does not call you by yourself.
That's right.
He qualifies you to do the work that he's called you to, but he also surrounds you with people that have the knowledge, the ability, the finances.
Yes.
Come on, because
yeah.
you know it takes finances in order to do some things. And so even with the staff that we have at the Pillar of Hope Academy, I'm telling you, you know, they make me. And when we think about Moses, and we think about, you know, his father-in-law, we think about Aaron, we think about, you know, all of the things that Moses did. Hmm. Look at Joshua, you know, those people that were assigned to Moses' life to help him in the assignment that God had given him, they helped him to look good. My staff, they helped me to look good, because if God had not placed those people in my life at this particular time, you know, really, we wouldn't be as successful as we are. And so to answer your question, the Pillar of Hope Academy, which is the school, you know, it's a private school here in Cocoa, Florida, and we service kids from the ages of 5 through 18, 19, depending on their age when they get ready to graduate. So, in essence, it's grades K through 12 that we service. And our foundation is God.
Amen.
You know, the whole reason why I started the Pillar of Hope Academy is because when my daughter was going to school.
You got to love this.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know,
you got to love it.
You got some people that go into business because of money. They see the money that could be made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I praise God. But when you start talking about dealing with kids and other people's kids, come on, this is something that has to be from the heart, you
mm-hmm.
know. I praise God, because, you know, I know that, you know, sometimes you know, I mean, hey, I love I love kids. I don't know if I love them like you love them, but I love kids. But go ahead, though. I just wanted to throw that in there, because this is not about the money here.
No,
this has to be from the heart. This got to be inspired by God. This is one of them things where God says, I want you to do this, and you're like, wait a minute, Lord Jesus.
Absolutely. And see, that's where the anointing comes into play, because when you are in marketplace ministry, as we would call it, ministry in the marketplace, you have to be anointed by God. If God has not called you to do it, then you are going to sink in it, you know, because when you're anointed to do something, even without the money, you're still going to do it.
So
I remember, you know, there were times when we first started the school where, you know, we had to pull from, you know, resources over here. We had to take from, you know, our home in order to, you know, advance the school. We had to, you know, trust and believe that God was going to touch the heart of people in order for us to, you know, be able to continue the work that he called us to, and he did it. And so,
I just got to check in my spirit that you probably had to do that when it came down to the ministry also, pull resources from your home.
Okay, come on.
I'm just saying.
Absolutely. And see, you know what I'm talking about, because I'm sure that you had to as well. See, people don't know, you know, but when God has anointed you to work in the marketplace, ministry in the marketplace, the anointing definitely makes a difference. And so to be able to work with kids, and nowadays, you know, we're seeing a different breed of kids. We're seeing children that are, you know, disrespectful. You know, they have no respect for their parents. And so they come to school and they have no respect for the teachers or the staff. You know, they don't want to hear about this Jesus that we talk about. You know, they don't even know who he is some of the time. And then even if they do, they have a false idea of who he is. And so, you know, I'm telling you, you know, it's been a challenge, but it's also been a blessing.
Now you're saying something, and I want you to pray and whatever. I'm gonna let you do the closing statement. But I remember one day applying for a part-time job as far as a teacher, and I got the job. As a matter of fact, I got the job. One question got me the job, and the person asked me if I saw a kid that was acting out. He said, what would you do? And I said, well, first off, I would try to find out what's going on at the house. And a lot of times teachers get beat up on, and I'm not always talking about physically, mm-hmm. but we sometimes parents go out and you want to go ahead and chop the teacher or the principal or the, you know, chop their head off and stuff. And you're not, you know, taking a look at, you know, what's going on in the house. You know, and so we want to blame the teacher for everything. We want to blame the teacher for our struggles. You know, one of the things, my kids knew how to read before they got to school. Come on, that's parenting.
Yes, come
that's
on.
That's parenting right there. You know, giving them vision, telling them you're going to be doctors, you're going to be lawyers. Come on, because a lot of times we don't even know how to give them vision. But, you know, we got about 3 minutes, praise God. And I want the woman of God to go ahead and closing statements. You on social media, stay on. Praise God. We're going to continue to go on, and this is the Monday broadcast, but I want you to tune in Tuesday because she's also going to be on the Tuesday broadcast also, and we're going to continue this conversation. We'll probably get to Psalms 1 eventually.
Yes.
All right. Praise God. But pray, whatever the Lord leads you to do, woman of God, these last 2 minutes.
Amen. I just want to say quickly to those of you that are listening, those of you that are tuning in by way of social media, that if God has given you vision, then know that he has also anointed you for the work that he's called you to. And so my encouragement to you on today is don't wait until it's too late. Begin to consult God concerning the plan, the ideas, and how to carry out the assignment. And so right now, Father, we just thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to spread your message across the world. God, I pray that those that have heard the word on today, God, that they would run with the word that they received, oh God, and that they would carry out the assignment that you've given them. And we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have had Pastor Lyons, entrepreneur, businesswoman, playwright, actor. Man, I tell you what, it's just too much to say on the broadcast on Kingdom Sounds. I know that you have enjoyed it. Praise God. And I want you to, those that are listening by radio, she's going to be back on tomorrow. So I want you to make sure that you tune in tomorrow. We thank God for VIP Victory International Praise. What's the name of your church, by the way?
Greater Faith in Christ Ministries.
And where are you located at?
966 North Cocoa Boulevard in the beautiful city of Cocoa.
And give us an email address.
info@gficministries.com.
Boy, you know, now she's good because I had her husband on here and he forgot his wife's name. I mean, yes.
What?
No, it was because... He didn't forget your name. He forgot how long you all have been married. It was something.
Okay.
But, you know, when usually when people get on radio, you know, it's like, you know, you go blank every once in a while. And I go blank myself. So we thank God for you. Amen. We love you all. Praise
Amen.
God. And stay tuned. Those on social media, we're going to pause for a few moments. And then we're going to go back into another session. God
Amen.
Bless you all. Love you.
God bless you.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hi, I'm John Stone Street from the Colson Center. Thank you so much for listening to Breakpoint. This week, we're revisiting some of the most important commentaries from 2021. I hope you enjoy, and from all of us, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Is critical theory a worldview, or is critical theory a tool that can be used to identify oppression? I've got a different suggestion. What if critical theory is a Christian heresy? For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. In 416 BC, during the Peloponnesian War between Athens and Sparta, Athens decided to attack a neutral island called Melos. When the Melians protested they had done Athens no wrong, the Athenians simply replied, quote, "The strong do what they can, the weak suffer what they must." The Melians were then starved into surrender. Their men were killed. Their women and children sold into slavery. Now, of course, none of this was unusual in the ancient world. Cruelty, rape, torture, slaughter, these were ordinary means of enforcing power. Neither the gods nor moral codes opposed this. Atheist historian Tom Holland describes the Greco-Roman world this way, quote, "It was not just the extremes of callousness that unsettled me, but the complete lack of any sense that the poor or the weak might have the slightest intrinsic value." So what changed? Well, Holland notes, the difference was Christianity. Christians and Jews believe that all persons were made in the image of God. Thus, every person had intrinsic worth and dignity, no matter their race, their ethnicity, their gender, or their military strength. On this basis, the oppression of the poor and the weak was condemned. Neither might nor wealth made right. Christianity further emphasized the spiritual and moral equality of all people. Not only do we share the same humanity, but we suffered from the same problem, sin, and are in need of the same solution, salvation through Jesus Christ. Because of these ideas, Christianity became the only historical source of concepts that we now take for granted in the modern world. Concepts like human dignity, human equality, universal human rights. And that's why it's accurate.